Yosef comes to visit his father. Comes to visit him at about the choyle, and then to bring it, and then again he comes and he brings his children for a bracha. He gives him the bracha, Yisimcha Elokim Kefayim V'Chem Menashe. V'yoyim Yisrael Yosef, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Hinei Anochi Meis, V'ayo Elohim Imochem, V'eishim Etchem Es Avos Eichem. You know you're going back. You're going back to inherit the soil. Vani nosati lechoshchem achat al achecho, and I have given you an extra portion. Rashi goes pshat, another chelek. Asher lokachti miyad ho amoiri b'charbi b'kashti, which I have taken from the yad amoiri b'charbi u'b'kashti. Who's the Amoiri? Rashi says, Miyad Esav. Sh'osam Aysa Amoiri. I took over the land. Mitzarev from Esav. Who did Aysa Amoiri. We saw Oviv B'imrei Fiv. B'charbi u'b'kashti. Rashi learns Pshat B'charbi. Hi Chochmosoi. B'chochmo. Utfilasai, Bekashti Utfilasai. Obvious question is, first of all, what's going on over here? Where was the Milchama exactly? Between Yaakov and Esav, according to Pashup Shan, I mean, that could be where Rashi has to come up with new Pshat, the Bechayev and Bekashi can't meet with his Chayev and Keshas. We didn't see they fought really over it. We know he tricked him. He had a gavaldik chokhma that he went in and he took the brachas from Esav with a good art, with a gavaldik chokhma, but there was no war that they fought l'chayra. So Rashi beforehand says. Also, Kishahar Gushum Leis Anshe Shechem, Sulamaisa, also there was a shtickle war there, there was a shtickle battle, so maybe it's referring to Shechem. On the Maisa, we see a tremendous, you saw it over here, Bechaybi Bekashti, Rashi learns Bechach Masu Betzibel also, but the Tagim Unchla says even more. Asher, Dinasevet Midod Amayro, Betzloisi Uvva Usi. With my tefillah, and my supplication. Says the Targum over here that the Lashon, even though the Pasuk says Becharbi Vekashti, we have to know if there was Taka Cherev and Keshes, a real Cherev and Keshes over here. But here we find the Targum also referring to the same thing that Rashi does, that Cherev and Keshes refer to other things. Cherev and Keshes refer to Tzloisi Uvousi, Tzvila, and Bakasha. If that's the pshat, so what exactly is this message that Yaakov wants to get over to Yosef? What was it necessary, no matter what the pshat is, what's it necessary to say b'charbi b'kashti? I think there's a tremendous yesod for us. We, Mederech Klal, when it comes to Inyonim of Gashmias, when it comes to Inyonim where we want to have success in life, whether it be Parnasa, whether it be with Shiduchim, whether it be with health, all Inyoni Gashmi, Mederech Klal, we know ourselves that we daven for it. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help. But we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is running. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give out, we know it's going to come from Him. So our koyach of tefillah is used out. You could say that expression, or we try to marba our koyach of tefillah for the Yoni Gashmi. But when it comes to Yoni Ruchni, leave it at Torah. Hatzlocha in working on Amidus. Hatzlocha in getting better in Yerushalayim. We think, okay, that's Ruchnius anyway, we're working on it. But we have a choice. There's nothing in this world that doesn't come with Tefillah, Rabbi Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu was going to capture Eretz Yisrael. Avada, if there was Cherev, it wasn't Cherev, it's referring to Shimon and Levi. But Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell Yosef Bigisai, the capturing of Eretz Yisrael, which the Choyer is in Yoni Ruchni, the getting the Madayan in Yon of Shechem, to have a Koyach in Eretz Yisrael, it can only go. We might see the tanks, we might see the physical military strength, oh, but there's only one way. There's only one way to be Matzliach in anything in life, and especially in Ruchnius, the Koyach of Tefillah. This was Yaakov's message to Afka. You might have seen the times, you might have seen the outside physical strength, but you should know the Koyach to capture anything, physical or Ruchni, the Koyach to be successful in anything, physical or Ruchni, has only lived in one area. That's a koyach tefillah. The Chazon Ish was known as saying that all this koyach of Torah, look at the Chazon Ish, all these volumes, mamish, tremendous volumes of Torah with chidushim, that he was mechadish, moyer the chidushim, his asmoda, his chazor was great, but the Chazon Ish said, everything came through koyach tefillah. And there's two types of tefillah here. The Briskerov, the Meshechochma, everybody comes to be Masbir over here. What are these two expressions, Bechayabi or Bekashti? Says the Briskerov Meredik. We know there's two basic aspects in Tefillah. There's the Cherev and there's the Keshes. What's a Cherev? A Cherev is a sharp sword. A sword will cut, even if a person doesn't have Kavana. Even if the person doesn't put too much koyach, the sharpness of the sword itself causes the damage, gets the job done. The koyach of the cherev is expressed in the takonas of the biskerov of the tefillah tatzibo, the tefillah of Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. That tefillah that was established, which the Nefesh HaChaim says that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila got together, the Gemara says, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were mistaken it. They got together and they put all the koichas that shayach in this bria. We see the tefillah, we say it every day. The words seem so, you know, they've been translated hundreds of times. The new siddur just came out, translated into Swahili. So each one of Esther is just translated Swahili for the guys in the jungle Jews, that they could also daven with their spears in the backs. Swahili, simple words, but I'm alshinim to the borei choleinu, you bless us, Hashem. But the words in their amkus, in their deep meaning, contain so much koiches. The Anshei Knesset HaGdoila put all the koiches in the bria that they knew, all the Kabbalah and everything. They put it into the koyach of the koyach HaTvila. And if we understand what was going on in a regular Shemoneh Esrei, how the world is changing around because of the koyach of our Tvila, we would have a bigger appreciation of what it means. I once was Zoycha, the person, we have to know, there's such a yid, they call him the Omer HaTzvil in this door. I have a stickle relation with him, the Amshin of a Rebbe, Shlita, he lives in Bayit Vegan. He has different hours, so, in different all in Yonim, but that's not for us. You might come there, Moshe Shabbos, and they might be taking out the Sefer Torah, saying Brich Shmei. He had a different zacha that you have to understand, but that's not for us. I was once zocher to be there for Shabbos to see this man daven a regular Shmoneh Esrei. Boy, son, it's lo yu'umen ki yisufa. I came in. I don't know what tefillah he's up to. It could be it was Meyer for the night before, but it was the middle of the day. It was 11 o'clock. I walked in and I sat down, and he was davening in the corner. I'm sure it was Talis. 45 minutes, I watched him. Just movements and koichas. And I mean, I wasn't able to see his face kept. I went around to the side to see a little bit, but all the kavanis. And then I went out, and I came back an hour later, and there he's still going. 2.5 hours, a regular Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael. You know, it's not the 18 brachos that we dive in and know, like 3 minutes. We're talking about, you know, the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, small Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, how much could be in there. But the people who understand what tefillah is, Rabbi Yisrael, the people who know what a Koyach HaTefillah is, realize that the Koyach HaTefillah is what Anshei Knesset HaGdoilu, they had Nevuah, Rabbi Yisrael. These people who put the koichos into tefillah, the Nevuah Chaim says, so all the koichos of the Bria, not only in this world, all what's going up in the El Yoin, in the upper world, and upper world, all the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the koichos of tefillah that's put in, that's called Salusi. That's the tefillah that works like a sword. You don't have to put too much koyach. It cuts. Without so much kavana, avada we know, so the Meshach Chochma avada, the first brach, you have to have kavana. If they meet, you have the kavana of the Pirish Amilas. But if, and l'chatchil the whole Shmoneh Esrei, but you didn't have kavana, it's Yoytzei Shmoneh Esrei. Because the words themselves have such koyach of Shabbos. Because all the koyach of Anshik Nesha HaGadoyim. That's the koyach of the Biskirov and the Meshach Chochma of Talusi, the Cheret. That's the tefillah that's doing to the Cheret. But then there is Uvakashti. A keshes is a bow and arrow. The bow and arrow works only according to how much koyach you put into the arrow, boys. The farther he pulls back, the farther he draws it towards his heart, the farther the bow will go. The better aim that he has, the more kavani he puts into the aim, the more accurate the arrow will fly. That is ba'usi. What's that, Rabbi Yisrael? So the Forashim say pshat, the Biskov has one. That's the personal supplication that we make, Rabbi Yisrael. I mentioned this another time also. People think we speak about tefillah, the koyach of tefillah, what a davening is. So right, the first thing that registers on mine is what, Rabbi Yisrael? Reb Noyach. We have to be there to get our check for Reb Noyach in the morning. But besides that, what did we think about tefillah? We think about the three times a day that we daven. And Chazal will mistaken the three times be'etem, as the Kuzari says, because just like we have to feed ourselves, our physical body, three times a day, so at the Kuzari, our spiritual body also needs to be fed. We have to hook up, so to say, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, three times a day to sustain and feed our spiritual neshama. That is with the Maisa Tefillah of standing for the Ibrahim Shalom in the Maisa Tefillah. Okay, Tefillah is done. Put away your hat, your jacket. And that's it for Tefillah today. No, we won't have Tefillah again until Maariv, 4 hours later. But there's a choice. We don't realize that a koyach Tefillah, that each individual has his own koyach Tefillah. That could be at any time, at any hour, at any minute, at any second. A person's walking down the street and he needs a certain Yeshua. He needs to catch a bus. He needs to do this. He needs to find somebody. He lets out a small tefillah. That's also tefillah, Rabbi Yisrael. He might not be wearing his hand jacket. He might not be ready, looking like a yeshiva bacher right now. He might not be looking in the matzah ready to stand for his Baruch Shalom. Oh, but the maisa, those tefillahs are also called tefillah. That's the supplication. That's the keshes. But here there's a big nafkamina. Over here, it's totally in the individual's koyach. How much he puts in is how much he takes out. The more deep the tefillah, the more kavana in the tefillah, the more power that's brought out from inside, the more koyach that tefillah can have to accomplish in him, Rabbi Yisrael. And you don't have to be the biggest tzaddik in the world. But it comes from the depth. It comes from a true understanding that the Ibn Islam is the giver of everything. It comes from appreciation that the Ibn Islam is the giver of everything. And in that vein, if a person digs deep inside and he connects deeply, he pulls back on the bow, the arrow will have its effect. The arrow will enter and hit its target. But it needs kavana. Now there's no steerer that even a regular tefillah, the more kavana you put in, avada, even a tefillah shmona esrei, no, it doesn't mean that I can just go back, okay, I got the hetter now, got the words, okay, avada, every tefillah, the more kavana the better. But in the tefillah shmona esrei, we know, but the average yoytzei, it has a shame tefillah, avada, the more kavana, the more power. But it has some effect, even if he didn't have kavana all the way, because he had a shame tefillah. He didn't have pirush hamilas the whole way, mepirush halacha. Even though Reb Chaim holds, you have to have at least dalas nemiyat to'oim, you have to know you're standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shlom, the whole tefillah. Even if you don't know what the words means, Reb Chaim Britzker holds, you have to know that you're standing in front of Hashem, or else that's not tefillah. But mibechinas kavana, it has a shame tefillah. Masha'enki, the personal supplication, is doimah to the bow of the arrow. That only works. Yaakov Avinu was giving Yosef a lesson here on how to shoot a bow and arrow. And he was telling him that you have to realize Yosef Atzad. Eretz Yisrael, that why capture it? Whether we use the bow and arrow or not, whether it was physical or not, that's not the importance. It might have seemed physical. Oh, but Yaakov Avinu wanted to say that our koyach in the chayat and the kashti was, even though there was a physical chayat maybe there, but it all came. Mikoyach, our tefillahs, Shemona Esreis, and our koyach ba'usis, be'emes ha'mechama, throughout the tefillah. And that's how you attain ruchnius, Rabbi Yisrael. This is what we have to understand, Rabbi Yisrael. Some of us want to gain knowledge in Torah. We want to have a better understanding in our learning. And we got to a certain level and just would not be able to go further. It seems that there's a block there. We try, we push through. It's not going. The Havana is Hadvarim. But a person is mispalel. A person puts koichas into his tefillah. And you'll see siyaz dishmaya, Rabbi Yisai. In your koicha learning, it'll be a different area. A different world. The Gemara says mefurish, says there, Rabbi Yisai. A Gemara needed a fayin. Zog the Gemara needed a fayin. Says the Gemara, Anida daf ayin amit beis. Zog the Gemara, Mary the Gemara. Ma yase odom v'yecham. They asked the anshei, the chachmei, doroim, they asked the chachomim, ma yase odom v'yecham. What should a person do and get smart? How do you get chokhma? How do you zoich to chokhma? Zog the Gemara. Amalahan. So they said to them, Yarbe, be yeshiva. Go to yeshiva. Put yourself into a yeshiva and be marbe there. Put all your koiches into the yeshiva. So they asked back, Omar Harbi Osu came below Hayullahem. Many people did that. Many people go to yeshiva. They sit in yeshiva. They're there for years in yeshiva. And they didn't become chachamim. So if that's the ingredient, if that's the schooler, it's not true. We find people who did it and they didn't get it. Omar Lahan, Ella, Yivakshu Rachamim, Mimisha Chachma Shalai. Ask for mercy from the one who is the owner of the Chochma. Shenemar, Ki Hashem Yitain Chochma Mipiv Dasu Sfuna. From the Ibn Yishlam's mouth comes Dasu Sfuna, not from anywhere else. So the Gemara asks, so what after you have Yeshiva? You need both. And we see Chlor over here. Even if a person will be Marbi Yeshiva, will sit and learn by Hasmada 24-7, Rabbi Yisrael. He won't eat and sleep 14 years. He won't go. He won't imamish. They'll bring him food in the base medrash. He won't have the time to look even what it is. So just mamish, close his eyes, continue learning, and yet it won't be guaranteed to be good at the chachma. I don't understand. Come on, it doesn't make sense. Any other chachma, if you spend the right amount of time, you taught how it goes, it'll enter in, it'll stay in. You'll get it. You'll be zeichah to it. Here by Torah, no. Shmini Mar, that's not chaya. You could put all your koichas, every single man of your koichas, full extent of your koichas into learning the chacham of Torah. And after Gemara, you'll end up not a chacham. You won't be zeichah to the chacham of Torah. El yivakeish chacham mishach chacham shalai. The only eitz is to ask from chacham mishach chacham shalai.
Guys, for years, oh, come on, Rebbe, I want to get the laners, I want to get this, I want to get it, become a lamdan. It's not going. I've tried all different aids. I bought 12 different guides, aids to studying Talmud, Talmudic aids. I don't want to talk about other aids to this, aids for that. And I bought this save for this book, and I have the art scroll, all 72 volumes. I have it, mamish, in my, I just ordered it. Came in fresh from the thing. I have the art scroll, and I have this and this, and I'm getting so much aid, but nothing's happening. Weird. What's going on? I'm trying my best. I mean, what are you daven? I daven parnasa. Baruch Hashem, the parnasa is okay. Yeah, I'm healthy, everything. But when it comes to learning, how many times do we have kavon and atochoyne? He tells a story over here. A certain bacha in yeshiva, who was very, well, you know, one of our blockhead boys, the blockhead class, George and Sam and Larry Blockhead. He was part of that family. So he learned in the class, and for years he was having problems with his learning. And he wasn't successful. Okay, so he sat in the back of the class, he doodled and he twiddled, and, you know, he found things to do, but he never, all of a sudden, a few days after Purim, class resumed. This guy throws out a kasha from left field. The Rebbe's astonished. That's the Kseis HaChoshim's kasha. And he looks at this guy, he takes a double look, who asked the kasha. And he couldn't believe it. What's going on with this kid? A few minutes later, kid is stuck going a little further anymore. Kid throws out a thing. Kiva Eged's kasha. Kiva Eged's kasha. You must have some one of those pamphlets underneath in English with all the questions. How is he doing this? He calls the kid over after class and says, what's going on? He says, Rebbe, I don't understand. I followed your shmuz. Some people come to the shmuz and they follow it. I followed your shmuz, Rebbe. You gave a whole shmuz on Purim. And what was your shmuz about? That the Kodesh Baruch Hu on Purim says, whoever opens his hand, coming Purim soon, we got to get ready. Whoever opens his hand, you give, Hashem gives it. You said, and that doesn't apply just to tzedakah, but any area of ruchnius. Any area of ruchnius. If you open your hand, Hashem gives it. So came Purim day, and we came to tefillah. And it came to Brov after Choinein Lo Adam Das. And I broke down. After Choinein Lo Adam Das. It's the Ibn Shalom Vaskiv Das. It's you. I don't have any Das myself. Choneinu Mi Yitzcho. Deya Bina Vahaskel. Give from me, please grant me understanding, knowledge, and a success. I'll leave it to Hilvasa, intellect. And I broke down. And then I came to Shema Kuleinu and I said, my Rebbe said, I don't want money. I don't want the wealth and that. Whatever I have to have, I want Chochma, that's all I want. And I don't know Rebbe, but a couple of days after Purim, my head opened up. I was hit by a soccer ball. No, my head opened up. My head just opened up. You see, this, that. The Rebbe said, maybe I should listen to my own shmuz. So many of us are working hard, but it says the Gemara, it doesn't help just Yarvi Yeshiva. koyach hatfila, Rabbi Yisai, to ask, to come in before Seder, and say a little with a little kavana, v'hi rasoi, ki Hashem needs to be piptas and spuna, we say in that tefila also, according to some of his choys. We refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the giver of Chachma, you are the nice in that Torah. If it was up to me, maybe I couldn't get this Chachma, it's Chachma's Elokiz. Chachmas that Torah is so much higher than our, the Chachmas Yavit. The Chassid Yavit says that the Chachmas of Torah is so above our intellect. To ask them, no one should understand. The biggest Chacham, it's Chachmas Hashem. Hashem is all, the whole being. His Chachmas is there's no end to his Chachma. How could our small mitzvahs to some take a rush be kind of that Chachma? Apidach atav is nishayich. You'll sit for thousands of years. If it's not given to Yad and Ishmael to understand, you won't understand. You can read a piece of Gemara for weeks. Sometimes guys come over to me and ask a question, and it looks like, I don't know, what word are you reading over there? Read it, you're reading it backwards. It's not Shimon, it's Nushma. What happened to you? It's part, and he said, oh wow, you're right, it's so partial, why didn't I see it? So it says, Rabbi Velazhin, that some, we're blinded. Because Rabbi has to give us light to see. Everything, every pshat, the simplest of pshat sometimes. Something myself, I'm amazed. I sit on this thing for an hour, for a while, trying to get pshat. And I think, oh, it's so posh. What was I? Why didn't I think right away? It's so posh. Pshat was, you know, in Zohar, the Siyat Tishmaya. And when you have Siyat Tishmaya, you read a Gemara, it just flies. Melts in your mouth. With the peanut chews. It melts in the mouth. B'koyach. The Siyat Nishmaya. But how do you get Siyat Nishmaya? Only with Tefillah, Rabbi Yisrael. People are mezalza with Tefillah. We don't treat it as good as we can. Everybody, because we dominate. It's one of the things that needs Chizuk Tamid. But we don't realize what a koyach we have, Rabbi Yisrael, inside of us. To shout, to create. Chidushei Torah. Me? Come on, I'm Larry Blackshman. I can't create Chidushei Torah. Yeah, you. Reb Kiva Eged's Kasha. Yeah, you'll answer Reb Kiva Eged's Kasha. Me? No, yeah, you. Koyach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives it. You're the nation of that Torah, he puts it into your head, and you count with the teretz. Where did it come from? It was implanted. Surgical implantation into your brain, the Chochmah to have it. And that it stays in your brain. To remember Torah. That's Yatim and Shemaya, like the Mar Megillah. Ooh, Yatim and Shemaya. So how could a person not daven? How could a person not cry his oil? He's in yeshiva for 5 years. It's yeshiva's fault. I don't know anything. All I know is maybe the Gemara we learned last year, the name of the Masechta, even that I have a hard time. It's one of the Bubbas. Bubba Smith, maybe. It's one of the Bubbas. He plays linebacker for the Colts, Bubba Smith. It's one of the Bubbas, I think. But it's yeshiva's fault. They should have given me kizik. They should have helped me out. I tried my best. Is it daven? Come on, Rabbi. That's for Gashmias. You know, I want to have a good shidduch. I want to have money. I want to have you know, Baruch Hashem. That's why I daven. I'm learning. What's davening have to do with learning? Atachoinen. First, have to come to Atachoinen and his eye should be crying. If that's what he's in yeshiva for, to get chokhmah, by lachoyer once a week, once a month, once a year. There should be some tears by Atachoinen. Let him daven. Mechaneinu miyitcha. Ibanisham grant me chokhma. Siyat de Shmaya Ruchnius. And the deeper the tefillah, the stronger the koyach. So unbelievable ma'aseh. I don't have so much time maybe to say it. Unbelievable ma'aseh. He brings this book. Unbelievable story. There was a friar Jew, Rabbi Yisrael. His name was Yoiram. And he was married. Number of years, and he didn't have any children. And his job was to work on the highways. In Israel, you work on the highways for 10 years, and then they decide they want to do the highway the other way. So you redo the highway the other way. But anyway, he's working on highways. And all of a sudden, Lag BaOmer 1992. He sees, that was the first year he started, that was his job. He sees tremendous traffic, one of his jobs, he's in Beit Shemesh. He sees loads and loads of cars going up. So he asks, his religious friend, whether, you know, one of the religious, I don't know how religious, but his religious friend, he asked him, you know, what's all this traffic? It's crazy. What's today? It's no holiday. So you don't know today. Everybody goes up to the tekever of that great tzaddik. It's a great tzaddik, or Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. They all go up and they daven by his kever. Maybe you should go up with them. You daven. And deep in his heart, the friend knew that he was married a number of years already and he didn't have children. Nah, that's not for me. I don't believe in all that stuff. I don't believe not so much. Tzaddik. Kids are okay. They left it. Another couple years later, they were working on a road an hour away. And it came that day again. And he saw all the traffic. He said, don't tell me. I know it's that rabbi's holiday again. They all go up and make those bonfires. So he went up. And his friend told him, come on, you're an hour away. You're not going to get this chance again. Come up, just go to that kever. Deep down again, he's hoping that he'll take the chance and maybe raise his over to a child, have a child. The kids are, he's thinking about it, the weight and the tircha. He's thinking about it, the weight, and all the problems they'll have going on. And what does he need it for? Well, die now if he wants to. But then, he's seen change in his mind to his home, the lonely home he came to every night, him and his wife without children. Seeing all the kids in the cars passing by, 15 kids in a car, two of them strapped to the roof, you know, strapped down with the roof with the stroller, two kids with their hands flying in the air, seven kids in the back seat, you know, they're popping up in the back seat. There's one, there's two, there's three, there are the triplets, there's six, and there are the twins, there's eight, and just popping up, out of the box, what is that, right? Popping up, he sees all these kids, and he gets a lonely feeling in his heart. He says, you know what? For my wife, I gotta do it. He takes a red shoe. No, I know what to do. Anyway, the kids are, he goes up in the car, and again in the car, he says, you know what? I'll go. Who said I'll never get this chance? An hour away, he gets in the car. And he goes up. Now, everybody knows when you go up, there's a lot of waiting, a lot of traffic, a lot of stopping. So they're on an area where they stop for a while, waiting, until the traffic moves a little bit, another drop. And somebody comes out of the, they get out of the car a little bit to see if anything's moving. There's a rabbi over there, he says, you know, why don't people come? There's another kever over here. Why don't people go around the bend over here? There's another kever. Maybe you guys should go also. You should go to this kever. Rabbi Yochanan Asandler. It's a 5 years at dinner, they're waiting, I don't know what to do. He says, you know what? Why do I need all this thing? Let's just go to this kever. So his friend says, you know what? Why not? Anyway, in the neighborhood, we'll go here to take another hour, 2 hours. Who knows how much time it takes till we get inching up to the kever. They go there, and to his amazement, it's around the bend, it's not a 10-minute walk, whatever. To his amazement, his 5 years sees there's not one soul over by the kever. There's not one soul. So Fayyid gets some type of, you know, beanie over there, some type of whatever it is, and he walks over to Kevin Yochanan. And from the depths of his heart, he lets out a tefillah. He says, Reb Yochanan Sandler, today, you know the feeling that I'm going through today. All the people, thousands and thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people are going up to this kever. And here, where you are kever, lonely, not one soul. Same thing when I come home to my family. Around our neighbors, kids, children, everything, enjoying, having a family life. And when I come home, it's lonely, no one there, not a soul, just me and my wife. For this sake, for the depths of a heart, he lets out a tefillah that would be that he should zeuchah to a child. The kids are 9 months later, a baby's born. The baby's name is named Yochanan Hasandla Elbaz. B'schus Reb Yochanan Hasandla. So, this guy was a friar, though. And he raised his child in that way. Very nice. He got a little inspiration from the story. But he raised his kid in such a way. And the kid used to go into this fire school, the Chalonish school. And he would go on Shabbos, not to Beis HaKnesses, to the soccer field, to learn to have soccer practice. After a while, one time, came over to him a certain Yid, Rav, who, a certain person that used to be slave over there, and started to talk to the kids a little bit about interest in religion. No one, everybody laughed at him, but this kid, Rabbi Yochanan Hasandla, took an interest. He started listening, he started appreciating. And slowly but surely, he was changed inside. And his father noticed something, but he didn't say anything. He noticed a little bit of a change in his son, and he was noticed that he was coming back a little bit late from the soccer practice and things like that. So one week he decided to see what was going on by the soccer practice. It looked like they were practicing other things. Came down, and his son wasn't there. Started to ask the boys, what's with my son? He's supposed to be at the soccer practice. They didn't want to say anything. They realized he had been snatched by the missionary rabbi. Anyway, he spoke to them. He spoke to the kid. I mean, the rabbi responded, he was working on it. Kid came home that day. He said, where were you? He said to the father, he asked, he said, I was by the soccer practice. Then he said, you liar, I came down. You weren't by the, tell me where you are. And he took one look at his arm, and he saw on his arm some tefillin straps. You know, it was maybe this soccer practice was a different day because he was putting on tefillin on Shabbos. But anyway, it could be from the day before. He had tefillin straps on his arm. He said, what's going on? He got all furious at his son. And the son knew that the beating was coming. The son, the fury of the last few weeks, that he knew that the son was changing. And the father was upset with it. And right about when it was coming to that tense moment, that the father, it looked like again that the father ran outside and looked up to the heavens, and he said, Yochanan Hasandla Nitzachtoni. Yochanan Hasandla Nitzachtoni. He knew that this baby had come from the koyach of Yochanan Sandler. He schus him to bring Yeshua and Shemayim. Mainly he had that Yisodis in him, and he, the father obliged and let his son continue on the way. The story is told that he ended up in a class in one of the afterwards in a school, Chinuch Atzmoy, at the Rebbe. When he was calling out the names, obviously he got it was a shock by this Yochanan Sandler, and he went into to investigate where he got such a name, Yochanan Sandler Albag, and the story came out. And today he's sitting in the back of the room, and I want to, don't turn around right now, we don't want to embarrass him. But anyway, Lamaisa, the Yisoid being a Boisai, this Friar Yid was going to a son, Be'ezah Hashem, who's going to become Be'ezah Hashem, he became a from Yid. But he was Zoicha with a small Enster Tzvila from who? From a person that, how much did he believe? Maybe he had a little belief in Hashem. But at Kama, that his Koyach Tzvila was so deep. How much he wanted it and how much the Tzvila came out that he was missing in life. And he felt that he needed to have a son. Just like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler here, so lonely. Everybody can know, can come up with a beautiful Nusach of Tzvila. And how they want Chochmas HaTorah or things that they need in life. And remember always the Koyach of Tvila of the Shmoneh Esrei that works Be'etzem and Avada with the more Kavanah what it does. But remember Rabbi Yisai, Asher Lakachti B'Yadei Amori, the Koyach to be victorious over Esav, who's the Satan, who's the Malach who wants to stay, hold out from Vina for reaching his Tachlis, the Koyach and Ruchnias, the Koyach to be victorious over the Esavs in life, over the Yetzirahs. We have Yetzirahs for Taivas, we have Yetzirahs that's pulling us back from learning, the Yetzirahs in Midas, Yetzirahs in Yerushalayim. What's the Koyach Yaakov Avinu charges Yosef with? B'chayavi, v'kashti, tefillah Shmoneh Esrei. When that small supplications, those bakoshes from throughout the day, as we said before, before you learn a little word, a little few words of Siyat Dishmaya. Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz was known. We had a spare piece of Gemara. He would get up from his seat
and walk around and say, Tata, Tata, give us a shtickle tzedakah, and daven and bish, please, megala eina in the pshat over here. We're 2 minutes, we spend, oh, we want to have pshat. The b'chayesh who left us, who had a murder a brain. He was stuck. He got up, he walked around, what was he saying? B'chayesh, please, give me siyat shmaya to understand. Come on, Abraham, use that unbelievable brain of yours. Cut out that those baloney tefillahs. What are you doing davening? Use your brain, you'll figure it out. Without siyat shmaya, it doesn't go. Please, Rebbeinu Shem, megala eina b'toira. That's what we have to ask for, Rebbeinu Shem. B'chayesh Shlom's ready. He's ready to give. He's the nice in that turn. He wants to give us ruchnius. Why not? He's the nice and he wants us to have it. He wants us to be a successful in Torah. But harbe osu v'loi, harbe sapi yeshiva, they didn't learn zaycha. Because they didn't have this extra thing of asking for it. Really asking for it. Really desiring it. Eiz Hashem, if a person does that, he'll be zaycha, he'll become an emes to Talmud Chacham. He'll be marbe b'yeshiva, or marbe b'tfila. At a choinein, Adam Dan, the choineinu miyitzcha, give us das, give us understanding, help us to understand the depths of your Torah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and to have the harevna, the sweetness of it. And be zoich of Eiz Hashem to become the chacham, tamidi chachamim, and be Eiz Hashem we're able to have a keshek chazak with Hakadosh Baruch Hu always, and be zoich to the birkas haTorah, siyata deshmaya in all our lives.